Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon. Yes, here I am, your host, producer, director, and I think this podcast always makes me feel like the luckiest gal in the world. Just to go over some of the shows we've had recently, it's been so much fun. We had, we had Denny Tedesco a couple of weeks ago, the Wrecking Crew. Which was the studio musicians in L.A. back in the 60s and 70s and some 80s, who pretty much performed on almost everything that you could consider the soundtrack of your life if you were growing up back then, whether it was the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds or Sonny and Cher or Grassroots, Frank Sinatra. And a lot of times they played when a different band got credit, but it was really these folks. And then his dad, Tommy Tedesco, was in that group. Anyway, they were called the Wrecking Crew. And also Carole Kay, the bass player known for creating things like the bass line of The Beat Goes On, Sonny and Cher, and she did several others in Pet Sounds, because Brian Wilson, who is on this documentary, was talking about how great she could work in tonics and jazz and so forth. So that's a great video to check out, documentary, The Wrecking Crew. Also, we had Bobby Rebel, How to Be a Financial Grown-Up, and she has lots of great information. Coming up soon, next month, we've got Bruce Sudano, a songwriter. You've heard many of his songs. He's written hits for people like Reba McEntire and so forth, as well as his former wife, Donna Summer. And he was, and actually I say former wife, but he's Donna Summer's widower. They were married for many years, had two children. And so Bruce Sudano has a new CD. He'll be on later on in July, as well as Prairie Prince, drummer for the Tubes, Todd Rundgren. And he also designs stage sets for people like Bette Midler, Shania Twain, and a lot of bands, as well as drawing murals in buildings. And yeah, I've got lots of fun people coming up, and I'm very excited about it. So, but even cooler is tonight. Now tonight, if you're tuning in live or if you're downloading this later, I'd be willing to, because we've already heard this guest before. He is one of our favorites. We consider him part of the family here. He's a holistic health alchemist, Reno Soriano. And a few weeks ago, actually earlier this month, he was on, and one time recently he gave away several copies, very generous of him, of his book, The Illumination Codes, to many of the listeners. Well, a lot of people have been talking about that, and so he's kindly agreed to come back and discuss the lessons of the Illumination Codes and take your comments and your questions. So first, I'm going to have him here to talk, explain a little bit about it, and then we will open up the lines. If there's anything that you read that you're having success with or that you still have questions about, we look forward to your calls. And welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon, Reno Soriano. Reno, how are you doing?
Good evening. I'm doing fantastic. I'm glad to be here once again. I love sharing and seeing if I can assist some people, and giving maybe people some nuggets that they can use to help shift their lives for the better, because I know a lot of people are struggling right now. And we're in the soup right now. It's a lot of stuff's going on, a lot of shifts, and some people are in a rough spot. So if I can even give one nugget that shifts even a handful of people, I feel like I'm serving my purpose. So that's why I keep doing what I'm doing, and I'm here tonight to share some more juicy, delicious nuggets so people can do something with them to shift their life. So,
All right, all right. I like it. Yeah, I was talking to a couple of people yesterday. Today they were saying about how they said, you know, I just listen to them and I feel like I can get up and do stuff. So I said, yeah, I know. That's how Reno is. So tell us about the book, especially for somebody who's maybe new to this, The Illumination Codes. Why did you write it and what are you sharing in it?
Well, I wrote it because I struggled for years. And it was funny because when I would meet people, you know, I present myself very well, and yes, I'm very high vibe to the point where I've literally had people say, every time I sit near you, I feel like I'm elevated. I feel healthier. I feel more inspired. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a high vibe being and I own it. You know, I own my gloriousness. And so the deal though was I was still struggling, even though, you know, I would show up pretty, you know, I'm healthy, I'm fit. I'm, you know, I present myself well, professional. I'm a pretty jovial person. But deep down inside, I was still struggling with having my life flow and really being tapped into my path. It just seemed like there was this, you know, kind of like, I don't know if you want to call them blocks or something, but it just wasn't flowing the way I knew it could. And so I kept struggling for a while, even though I was putting out the effort and I was reading books and going to seminars like most people. I was doing the affirmations. And if anything, my life got worse after starting to do some of those spiritual practices. I was like, all right. What's going on? I'm like, universe, are you playing a joke on me? I'm like, supposedly, you know, we're supposed to, you know, have our lives change, and we have great thoughts, we have great energy, we, you know, we have great intentions. And I'm very ambitious, but very productive. Like, I can get stuff done. Okay, I can probably produce like five videos in a day. I can create maybe 18 podcasts in a week. I can write you a book in 3 days. I'm very productive. Like, I can get stuff done. But even in that, my life just didn't feel like I knew it could, and it just wasn't fun. If anything, I had some weird stuff going on, like clients hiring me and then deciding the next day, oh no, I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm like, what? Yesterday you were totally in. Like, really weird stuff to the point where it was like, what kind of jokes is the universe playing on me? Like a lot of it was more financial than anything else. Like, funny financial situations, like, that's a done deal, and it's, like, not anymore. Like, weird stuff. I'm like, something's not right. You know, something's not going on. But anyway, I struggled for years, and I knew it could be different. I knew my life was supposed to be different, but it wasn't shifting, and I was doing these affirmations and all these things that most personal development teachings are teaching you, and my life got worse. So I got to a point where I was literally, it was beyond even anger. I just wanted to smash things. Like, this is not right. Look at this person over here. They're barely moving the finger, and you know, things happen for them. And I'm here. I'm this high vibe guy. I got great content. I got all this great stuff. Where's the return? Where's the feedback from the universe? If anything, it was the opposite. So I was like, all right. And so I was literally about to give up. I was literally going to just get rid of everything and leave and go work on a farm in Costa Rica and just be done with life and just end it all, because I was like, what's the point? I pumped out all this energy. I could create so many delicious, beautiful things that people look at and go, wow, but where's the return? Like, where's the flow? Where's the reflection of people wanting to support what I'm here to do? And so it got to the point where I was ready to give up. And then I just started commanding the universe that you need to prove yourself. I said, step up to the plate, show me the truth, or I'm done. I will never help another person ever again. I'm just going to go work on a farm and forget about this life, because I'm not going to put this energy out and feel like this. Because when you're not on path and you're not serving what you know you're here to do, it hurts. It's depressing. Okay? Especially with me. Especially with a person like me. I'm a Leo. I'm a high vibe guy. I have to be producing. I have to be creating. I have to be, like, inspiring people. That's why I'm here, what I'm here to do. And to not be able to do it to the degree that I know I'm here to do, that was hurting more than physical pain. I can take physical stuff any day. I played ice hockey. I played through injuries. And, I mean, that's easy. But this was the worst kind of pain, is the emotional, mental anguish of not having your life flow and feel good. So, long story short, I just started, got a little pissed at the universe, and I started demanding, you need to reveal to me what's going on. And then I started being presented that there are many energetic things going on in the unseen, okay? Most people, you know, they're busy, so they're not aware of these things. But it means everything because we're in an energy soup in this planet. Everything is frequency, and everything is also informational. So my thing I started discovering is, you know, what's kind of energies are surrounding you in your home, you know, in your job, because those are things you're feeding your auric field and your body and your mind and your heart and soul. So for me, I started looking at everything as energy, not physical, you know, got to move this chair over here and I got to set my business. It's more energetic. So I started working more on the energetic level and we'll call it spiritual level. And that's when things started shifting, actually. When I actually gave up doing spiritual practices, when I actually gave up trying so hard to just live my life. And I think for a lot of people, they're actually making it worse by doing spiritual practices that actually are laborious, that actually put stress on their being. I think a lot of these practices are putting stress on your being. And what I discovered is you already got it. You've been had it. And you've been hoodwinked to think you don't got it, so you can go spend money and give your power over to other people who make you think that you don't got it, but you need to go see them and buy their stuff to get it. Does that make sense? It's like a deceptive. Mm-hmm. It's really. I'm going really deep here, but people need to be aware that you got it, and you've been hoodwinked to believe that you don't got it. You are already pristine, divine, pure. You already have the power. You already have the force within you, but the second you think you need to do personal development, the second you think you need to do coaching and all that, you have just disconnected yourself from your power. It's very subtle, but it's very powerful in your life. So what I was doing, I was walking around thinking I needed to do this thing over here and to make me better. I needed to get coaching over here, and I needed to do these affirmations because those affirmations are what's going to bring me the prosperity, and I needed to write down my goal, and it was all a waste of energy. And so what I realized is, wait a minute, what if you are already the magnet for everything you want, and what if the only thing that's standing between you and having what you want and a life that flows and feels good is the way you're going about life and the way the way you're using your consciousness, because you've been programmed to actually use your consciousness against yourself. You've actually been taught to use your consciousness to stifle yourself. And it's so subtle that most people believe it. Okay.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? Break that down. hold up here, partner. Let me pull you back around. To use against ourselves? Break it. Tell us.
Yeah. It's been happening for thousands of years. It's like a trick. It's so subtle you miss it until you wake up to the truth, until you step into your power and you start seeing how most of what's out there is purposely being put in front of you to hoodwink you into giving your power over and feeling that you don't have it. And this has been happening for thousands of years. And I can go really deep on how exactly, but it's going to take too long. But some people hearing this are going to finally start having epiphanies and realizing, oh, my God. Because the whole personal development industry wasn't created to benefit you. I'm sorry to have to tell you that. Even though it has some good points, even though it has some good intentions by some people, the main intention is to get your money, to get your power. Because if you think you need something, you are now out of your power. It's almost like you're a diamond and you're walking around going, you know, I need more brilliance. I got to go buy this thing over here to add brilliance to myself. And after I get that, I got to go over here and get some more brilliance over here. And I just got to keep adding to myself and adding to myself. So I asked the question, how many more years do you need to add to yourself to finally arrive? Because most people never arrive, because it's an ongoing game of giving up your power and money and energy to something that's outside yourself. And I'm here to tell you and remind you, you got it. You got to stop and pause. And you really got to go deep within yourself to really feel that truth. And that's the challenge. Because you've been programmed since the day you came out of the womb that you're a limiting being, you need help, it's basically everyone's created a victim story for themselves ever since they were born. And some people's stories are pretty elaborate, and some people's are pretty boring. But there's always a victim story underneath everything of most people's life stories. And the second you realize that you're that powerful and you start dropping these little complaints and stories and you start seeing yourself as a sacred, powerful being that you don't need anything, even though at times, yeah, you're going to need some guidance to get out of it, because it's almost like you've been in this, I call it like the muck pit, or the, you know, the muck pit. You're in this thick, it's like quicksand, it's gooey, and it's like you've been in it so long that you don't know how to get out, but you're the only one that can get you out anyway, and all you have to do is turn around, and there's a ladder to crawl out of the hole that you've dug in. But most people have, that's the problem, is not only have people been programmed to play small and use their consciousness against them, is everyone else is feeding into everyone else's victim story. So not only do you have a victim story, but then your friends and your coworkers all have it. And it's funny how when you get together, how everyone's story comes to the surface, and it's everyone's just contributing to helping everyone else play small, until you get a person like me that finally says, no more. Nope. Not good enough. Sorry, I'm not playing that story. Nope, no more victimhood. No. Oh, I hear your story, but I ain't buying it. Goodbye. Oh, you want to continue to play that story? Okay, have fun, but I'm not going to be in your field because I'm too high vibe of a person. You're not going to listen to me. So goodbye. Good luck on your life, you know, feeding your victim story. So it's very subtle, but it's so powerful because it means everything of how your life unfolds. So if your life sucks and whatever you need in life, if it doesn't feel good, it hurts, it's time for a wake-up call. It's time to change. And I know it's easier said than done. And it's I wish I could just give people the experience for even 3 minutes of what it feels like when you finally awaken. Oh, my God. Because the victim story becomes your identity. And the problem is once that identity has taken hold of you, it's like this suit that you wear, and you don't know, you don't have no knowledge that you can take it off. But that identity victim story becomes your life, and you don't know that that's what's happening. But it's literally like a life form of its own. It's like literally it becomes this conscious vibration story that plays out, and it takes a bit of a little effort and a high degree of consciousness to literally extract it from you, because it literally becomes like every thought form and emotion that you contribute to the story, it builds and builds. So it becomes like this monster that you can't see. And I've literally had people say that they can see these energies around people sometimes, and they look like blobs, and people wouldn't believe it, but it's true. You're creating your life, and you have to be very careful, because your consciousness can create thought forms and energies that are that get lodged in your field, that then become, it's almost like a dark cloud that follows you, right? It's like always storming wherever you go. It's like raining, and you don't know that that's going on in the unseen, on the energetic spiritual level, and yet you continue to go with life physically, and you try to affirm, and you try to do this, and you get a life good, and nothing shifts. Why? Well, because you're carrying this cloud, this dark gloomy cloud around you. You need to get in your power and realize all of that will vanish the second you start commanding of your soul that no more, and you wake up to the scam, dream, illusion that it's not you, the real you. It's just a story that was created. It's an identity that you identified with to fit in the world, to fit in your family, to fit in somewhere, to feel loved.
Yes.
But
yeah.
But you can drop it faster than lightning. And the problem is, it's too easy. It's so easy that it's hard. and believe me, I've been in it. Okay, good.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off there. But yes, yes, indeed. And I got my right hand up. This is a testimony, because you're right. And I've got to say, to go back, it's like, yes, a lot of things are just there to take your money and not really help you, you know, whether it's the weight loss pills and this and that prey on people's, you know, problems with insecurity about body and so forth, and I never can get a grip, and it's all, nothing works. it's just like a repeat business. I tried, and then that secret, the law of attraction, I kept thinking, this is not working for me. It feels like voodoo. Am I doing it wrong? Am I not putting enough heart into it? I don't think so. It comes apart where you've got to trust yourself. But, you know, I'm more intelligent than this. And, yes, I do believe that, you know, yes, lots of people have gone through some bad things, some a whole lot worse than others, physically, emotionally, or whatever. But there comes to be a time when you have to determine, I think as an adult, okay, am I going to let that ruin and rule the rest of my life, or am I going to get in control of it? Am I going to take control now and find what works to help me that, or am I going to do like, and everybody's feelings matter to me, they're important, but then it's like if you hold on to it too long, are you using it for currency, for sympathy, for, that's like, that's my binky to hold on to, feel sorry for me, you know, you don't have to, you're holding your own self back, you know, I mean, yes, some things aren't very easy to get over, but then again, sometimes there are so much more things, you know, I keep telling people that when I read the Illumination Codes, and like I said, I've had insomnia for years, and people will always say, you know, well, I was going to call you at so-and-so time. It's 2 a.m. You can call me anytime. I'm always up. I never sleep. You know, I always tell everybody, call. Go ahead and call. I'm never up. I mean, I'm never asleep. You can always find me. And nothing, you know, and nothing. And then I said, I read the Illumination Codes, and I thought, I tried something in there, and I wouldn't tell anybody because I'm thinking it's going to be something where people go, oh, that sounds too simple. That's easy. She couldn't have really had insomnia if that fixed it. Because, you know, if I took something like an over-the-counter PM, like a pain reliever with a little sleeping something in it, that would get me to sleep, but then I'd feel groggy the next day. So I'm still not, you know, waking up energetic. So I'm going to go ahead and break it down. What I read, and I know this is going to sound simple, but, and you may have to explain this a little bit more. And by the way, if you're listening to live right now, you can talk to Reno. The number is 646-716-9922. That's 646-716-9922. And I think I've got a caller or two here. And if you just hang on just 1 second, we're going to bring you into the conversation. And thank you so much for calling and for listening. Okay. I did think, in fact, I even wrote it down when you told me. What I started doing was I just changed my habit at night and added 3 things. This, and you have to explain this later, this blue tornado of energy around me. I would say out loud that I'm going to divest and get rid of and slough off and anything around me, any energy or emotion that is not my own, that is not welcome in my world, that is not my own. And then I would take a shower, because I always took a shower in the morning, but I took a shower or a bath at night. So it was like a 3-step process right there. Mm-hmm. So my energy tornado, blue tornado, like my thought, okay, I'm letting this go. I'd say it out loud. And then take the shower, just like a symbolic rinsing away of anything bad. Lay down, and I was out.
And that's
and
the way
I did
it's
that
to be.
For about I did it about a week and a half. I couldn't believe it. I honest to goodness couldn't believe it. And see, the thing is, I don't want to have to take any kind of Medicaid. I don't want to take any kind of pill that I don't have to. I do not want to be beholden to some medicine for something all the time. And I did it about maybe a week and a half, almost 2 weeks, and then I didn't do it a couple of nights, thinking, well, the habit's entrenched in me. I'm going to lay down and fall asleep anyway. Wrong. W-R-O-N-G, wrong. Did not happen like that. So, yes, anybody that thinks that sounds too simple and I didn't have insomnia, ask my husband. That man used to work. He was always worried about, honey, you never sleep. What are you going to You got to get some sleep. So, yeah. Listen, I've got a call. I'm going to bring in on the line. This is from Adel, Georgia, Mr. Duffy Odom. Duffy, hi, come on in.
Hey there.
From Adam Perry Salon. Hey.
I'm enjoying this immensely. I have read the Illumination Codes ebook, and it's very enlightening. There are many points, you know. I read it and then I realize I got to go back, you know, start over again.
I do that too.
Take it a phase at a time, you know, and the pages aren't numbered, but I fixed that. so
oh,
I would
really?
Know where I was, where I left off.
Okay.
But I have to, you know, go back to pillar number one and really understand what you mean about the biofield. And it's, you know, it's similar to things that I've learned before in life. And I take, honestly, I take the process, and part of the process I have already adopted in my life, but I do it again and refresh myself and do it in the process that you, in the order, I would say, that you outline. And I am older. It's hard, you know, it's hard to start fresh, and I have to, you know, figure out. There's a lot of I've learned. I did learn a lot of things about what I do to my body and how that affects everything that I do, everything that I think, everything that's in my brain. I have to be conscious of it at all times until the time that it happens without me thinking about it all the time, if you know what I mean. You know, it's life is a long process. And it's your lifelong goals and the things that you believe and the things that work for a person. It doesn't come from outside. It doesn't come from any place else. You can't go anywhere else and find it. It's all inside your brain. Everything is in your brain.
Absolutely.
Everything.
Yeah,
everything.
How you take care.
Every. Right. You
and
have to
way,
think of other things. Other things that you observe.
Yeah.
Those are all in your brain. You know, that's the only way that we know or sense or know anything.
And
you can't let. And in that sense, nothing can control you but you. Or should. You should not let anything control you but yourself.
But let me
and
ask you this, Duffy, before I
that's
do,
part of the illumination. I think
yes.
that's,
let me
that's
ask you,
part
of
the illumination.
Right, right. And I'm glad you're enjoying the illumination codes, and because, you know, as I am. And mine has, my page is a number, but maybe it's just the way I've got it downloaded. But anyway, let me just say this, too. If you're listening live, go ahead and call 646-716-9922 if you have a question, you want to talk to Reno, or have a comment about the illumination codes. So here's, could you explain again something to us right now, Reno, about, and maybe I called it the wrong thing, the blue tornado and the biofield?
Okay, essentially is you're so powerful that you can command forces in the unseen to do things for you. And that's how powerful you are. And most people, they don't understand that you can change energies in the unseen with just your thoughts or a command. You can do it. It's so easy that it will boggle your mind the results. Now, what you're experiencing, that's just one of the benefits of what happens when you start clearing foreign energies out of your field. When you clear cords, bonds, because what happens is when you go through life, you can automatically be given the let's just call it, you know, I was talking about the rain cloud that follows certain people. When you're born, if your mom was so depressed and she was just so negative oriented, guess what happens when you come out of the womb? That a little mini cloud forms over you automatically. It gets transported to you automatically without words, okay? And if your dad was also negative and non-supportive of you. Oh boy, now you got his anger, and you got your grandfather's jealousy. You get imprinted through the genetics, through your feet. It's all energetic, though. You can't see it, but you can feel it. So you're getting imprinted not only by mom and dad, you're getting imprinted from your ancestors. And it doesn't even matter if they're alive or not, because it gets passed on through the field, the biofield of not of your mother and father, through the biofield of your whole family. Everyone's connected, yeah? Your family's connected. So you're being automatically imprinted the second you're even in your mom's womb. But most people don't know that, and thousands of years ago, they knew about this, and that's why they kept processing to clear themselves, because they know all these energies can get passed on to you, and you're going through life trying to make it work, and it doesn't work. So what's going on? Well, it could have been your grandfather created some really disharmonic things in the past, and he got really angry, and he just walked around with a lot of anger and resentment, and those emotions that get passed on to your mother or father, and then it gets passed on to you. It just works that way, and it's not pretty. And so you have to be aware that this is what's going on. You need to do hygiene. I call it spiritual hygiene. That's why I wrote the Illumination Code, to make people aware. This is how simple it is. Stop spending all of the money on all this stuff that's giving you false hope and doesn't do much. Because until you clear your field, nothing's going to change. You can affirm a million times a day. You can have the best coaches coaching you. You can set your business up to be perfect. It won't go anywhere until you clear your consciousness and field. It's that simple. And eventually they're going to come around. Some people will believe it because they know they can feel it because you've done it. You cleared and you're like, whoa, my life shifted. Of course, you cleared your field of energies that were impacting you. And it was to the point that it wouldn't even allow you to sleep. Now, other people have other issues. Some people have health issues. Some people have emotional issues. Some people have financial issues. It doesn't matter. It's going to affect you in some way. So if your life doesn't flow or feel good, you got stuff in your field that's not allowing it. It's not that you have if you have a funny belief system, it's not very strong to cause your life to, not flow. Usually it's energetic. It's at a spiritual level. You can't see it, but it's imprinted in your field. So something happened, especially traumas. If you've been traumatized, okay, and we can go through the whole list, whether it's physical, sexual, emotional, mental, I mean, everyone's gone through the whole gamut. Those imprints are very deep. And so it's going to take a little more, a little more consciousness and a little more time to clear those imprints. Because it's almost like, you go to your car and you punch it, and you have a little ding. Now, what happens if you get a big boulder and you throw it into the side of your car? Bigger ding. Ooh. So the bigger the trauma, the bigger imprint in your field, and it's going to take a little more healing, a little bit more time, and a little bit more consciousness to bring your full self back. Because when you get traumatized, most people leave their body. That's another thing that people don't know. What do you mean I leave my body? Yeah, you leave spiritually, energetically. You're not in your body. And most people can have miracle cures overnight if they can reel themselves back into their body. Did you hear what I just said? If people really get what I just gave people one of the most powerful modalities to resolve most of your life issues. You got to come back home. And the problem is most people want to run. They want to flee. They're in a job that they can't stand, so they move. They come out of body. They're with a partner they can't stand. They don't even want to look at them. Guess what? They come out of body. They're living a life that just doesn't feel good. Guess what? They come out of body. You're not going anywhere if you're out of your body. You need to be in your body so you can experience life. And if you're checking out, good luck. This universe is going to drill you because now no one's at the wheel to drive your vehicle. But other things will come in to drive it for you, and I don't want to get into that topic because I don't think some people are ready to hear what else is in the unseen. Some of you know what I'm talking about. If you're not in your body, other things can come in and take over. Mm. And I'm being honest with you, okay? And some people have miracles.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, even the prof, Edgar Cayce, said that, yeah. that he could see when people, whether they left, even if they left yeah. their bodies because just because they were drunk, he could see other entities yeah. entering their body that were not positive entities. I was going to say, I've got a message coming in here. This is from Etta Lawrence. And sorry to interrupt, but Etta said that, you know, she's reading the Illumination Codes, and she wants to know, she said, asking about temple points, and how you talked about using your fingertips to temple points to clear and remove any distorted energy trauma. And so she is asking if you would talk a little bit more about that.
Okay, so there's some key points in your brain that when you activate them, they can actually help to heal you. Like sometimes what happens is, you know, in Asian cultures, they call it chi. So chi can get blocked. And in the Asian cultures, they know if you have some symptoms or your life doesn't flow, there's blocked chi. So they don't care exactly what's going on. They just need to hear it so they can kind of pinpoint where the blockage is. And usually the blockage is not where you feel. Like if you feel pain in your body, that's not where the blockage is. It's probably on the other side of the body. But what happens is you're feeling it there, because that's where the energy is getting stuck. Because it's almost like a dam. You know, a beaver builds a dam, and then the water starts backflowing, backflowing, and what you're feeling is the backflow of energy that's not moving. So the brain is the powerhouse, okay? The brain is a multi... It's functioning multidimensionally. What science is saying is not even close to the truth. Your brain is processing probably billions of processes per second, okay? So the brain is pulling in multidimensionally. It's not just physical. It's pulling in spiritual components and information. It's pulling in emotional, mental. There's so many components. We're not going to ever know the truth of what the brain is doing, but it's doing so many calculations and, you know, functioning at beyond speed of light. But there are points in the physical brain that if you activate and light it up, what I call light it up, illuminate, is you can actually start moving things and clear out, you know, stagnant belief systems, stagnant traumas, and it will help the body function better. So basically, the brain can literally get congested. It's like, you know, it's just part of life. You know, your brain just gets, compacted or congested. And what you're doing, what I have in the Illumination Codes or practices to start working on these key points that have been found in other cultures to actually, you know, kind of activate some of these key brain points. And when you do, things can shift. And sometimes it feels fantastic, but sometimes it can also bring up a lot of stuff, which is good. It's called detox, but you might feel off for a little bit. So I give you practices of how to slowly begin getting things moving and clearing out some of these energies, belief systems, and getting your brain fully functioning. Because when your brain is fully functioning and chi is flowing through your body, the expression is the feedback loop from the universe, it just feels better and life flows. So the whole point of me writing the Illumination Codes is to illuminate your body, mind, heart, and soul, because that's your divine state. But coming onto this planet, in this life, in this time period, you're in a soup of distorted, disharmonic energies which get imprinted upon you in your field, and that's why people suffer, because they're walking around with distortions in their field. They need to clear them. The whole point of the Illumination Codes was to teach you how to do this yourself, because until and unless you do this, not much is going to change. A Reiki master is not going to heal you. They might make you feel good for a couple hours or a couple days. You're going to have to go back over and over and over again, because the blockages are not removed. These stagnant energies are still in your field. These cords are still... You're still connected to certain people because you have not let go of people. You've not let go of past lovers. You have not let go of this grunge, gripe you have against these people. Those are all energies that need to be cleared. Once you start clearing all this stuff out of your field, oh my God, your life takes on a new meaning. I've been through it. I've taught other people how to do it, and miracles show up. And it's about you waking up to your full illuminated self. To remember, you already got it. You just need to remember to clean house. It's like taking a shower. It's like taking a bath. It's like rinsing yourself off when you've been in the mud. And to remember who you truly are, and who you truly are is not your little victim story. And if you continue to play that story, life is going to continue to hurt, and you're going to continue to get smacked by the universe, because it's not your true state. Your true state is to be in illumination. Go ahead.
Right. No, and I like the CD with the illumination points that you do to yourself with your fingers. Where it's, I like the issue the command to yourself of please clear and remove any distorted energy, trauma, and script from this area and activate my higher dimensional brain faculties. Oh, yeah, I like that. And thank you, Etta Lawrence, for your question. And now I have another from Sandy Beckham. And she says, because she also got one of the copies, and she asked, but what she wants to know is, and thank you very much, Sandy, she said, Rena, what do you think of intermittent fasting?
Let's see. I call myself the holistic health alchemist. Okay, I've learned some powerful stuff. A lot of what's being taught in the holistic health field, I know these people mean well, and I know that yes, intermittent fasting can be a good thing. It can be, but for most people, I would not recommend it because most people are very toxic, but they're very toxic emotionally, mentally, spiritually. So they're not ready to do things like that. And if you go into a fast and you haven't really cleared your field, like we're talking about, and cleared these belief systems and imprints from your childhood, if you go on a fast, and I had this happen to me, oh boy, you're going to get your butt whooped. Because what happens now is there's just it's almost too much of a release at once, and your system gets overloaded. So I do not recommend fasting for most people. I think it's okay in certain instances, but for most people, that's the last thing they should be doing because it will actually exacerbate your problems. It will actually bring up very powerful emotions, and it can really do a number to you. I had that happen to me, and I was like, what the? And it took me months to recover because I wasn't really prepared. You know, I did this fast, and I'm like, ooh. So don't fast unless you're at a very high consciousness state until you're illuminated. Once you're illuminated, you can do anything because you can literally command your body and the universe to assist you with that, and you'll be fine. But if you have not done fast before, number one, or if you have not done some real deep, what I call inner alchemy, don't go there because you're going to get walloped, and you're not going to know how to help yourself. It's going to be too much on too many levels, and so not for most people, not a good thing, only for people who are very advanced in consciousness and who are very healthy and fit that want to do it as kind of like a whether it's a challenge or something where they just want to take the next level where they want to focus, can be good short term. Mm-hmm. No long term fasting. Whoever's teaching long term fasting has no idea what they're talking about. You're going to go catabolic. You're going to go degeneration mode, and your brain's going to go, you know, it's going to basically go, duh. You're not going to be able to function. So short term fasts are okay. Long term, I would not recommend anyone. A lot of people have really screwed up their health by doing these things. And I know there's so much information online, and people are going, oh, fasts are the cure for everything. No, they're not. It's okay for some people. So please be careful. Use your intuition. If you're ready, your inner spirit will tell you. But for most people, I would say don't go there. There are ways to do detoxing and fasting and cleansing in a way that I can teach you that are much more much more powerful, but much more lenient on your being. So you kind of, you know, you transition slowly as opposed to just getting walloped in one shot.
All right. Thanks, Rena. Thank you, Sandra, for sending that question in. What she meant was, she said, I meant eating once a day.
Once a day?
Yeah.
Listen to your body. Some people are good with that. Here's the deal. A person like me, I'm a high vibe guy. I need extra nutrition during the day. If I don't get it, you know what happens? My brain can't even function. It's like I go into this moody mode to the point where when I'm talking to you, I don't even know how to form words sometimes because I need calories. I need high vibe nutrients, electrolytes, hydration. And so that's why I always take care of myself because my body says I need a lot of fat and a lot of protein and a lot of calories. That's just because I'm running on high energy. Okay, some people, their systems are a little different. I would say once a day, I think for most people, not a good idea because what that's going to happen is it's going to cause you to shift your hormones. You got to be careful because if you screw up your hormones, you're done. Your hormones govern everything in your body. They govern metabolism. They govern your libido. They govern a lot, immunity. And I would say listen to your body. Try it if it feels good and you're blinged out, go for it. I mean, if it makes you feel great, you're radiant and you have high vibe, you have a lot of energy, go for it. But if you kind of feel a little, then it means maybe try it twice a day and see how that works. But honor your true self and go with that. And for some people it works, but again, there is no one magic way. So I'm always pointing people back to themselves.
Okay.
What does your body say? What does your intuition say? That is what to follow. Don't follow what I'm saying. I'm just saying I've seen it with friends and family. I've seen it even trying myself. It's like, it's not universally effective for most people. So whether it's fasting or eating once a day, usually doesn't work for most people. So, but if it works for you, many blessings to you. Go for it.
All right. Okay. Thank you. And I've got another question here. Oh, yes. Sandra says, thanks, Reno. And thank you, Sandra, very much for your question. And for always bringing your special sparkle here. And let's see, another question from Andrea. And Andrea, you know, she's one of our gals, one of our super favorite people on the West Coast. And she has two questions, actually. But before I get that question, let me say this. Reno has a website, RenoSoriano.com. He's also on YouTube. He had a 30-day challenge of videos on YouTube. If you go over to YouTube and check him out, you'll see things with titles and themes like the more value you find in yourself, the more appreciative you are, or Reno Soriano on letting children live well naturally. It's about nutrition. And he has great subjects in here. And also, if you go to his website, too, you will learn about some of his other books that are very, very helpful. I think you've amassed so much information, and you're so generous. And also, and he's got a lot of other really cool things coming up too. And I'm not gonna spill them all. Go to the website, RenoSoriano.com, and
yeah, actually, Jennifer, my new website. I have a new website called LifeBrilliance.com. My new. Yeah, and then that's going to lead into my immersion retreats, which are coming live 2018 of February in Thailand. So I invite people, if you're ready to actually catapult live, you are going to want to come to my immersion retreat in Thailand in 2018. It's going to be in February, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be 7 days of packed experiential things that are going to shift, quantum shift you. So if you're interested, you can go to my lifebrilliance.com website, and then on the immersion retreats page, I have a schedule where you can book a live video chat session with me to be qualified to come, because I'm not going to just allow anybody. It's going to have to be people who are going to bring good energy, and we're going to have a good time. But anyway, I just wanted to, because that's my new website.
All right.
And that's what I, okay. So.
Okay. Life, but if you go to Reno Soriano, it does send you, it does give you the link to LifeBrilliance.com.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But LifeBrilliance.com, and I'll keep sharing this. And, yeah, wow, an immersion retreat with Reno Soriano and other positive good vibe-seeking people in Thailand. Did you say Thailand?
Thailand, oh, yeah.
For 7 days? All right, folks. Let's all get our passports ready. So
can we order your books on your Life Brilliance page?
Yeah, if you go to my LifeBrilliance.com website, if you scroll down, I have a link for the Illumination Codes. It's almost toward the bottom, and it's got a little banner there. You click on the banner, and then it opens up the page that explains what you get in the Illumination Codes, and then I also will give you a free live video chat session to get you started. So right now I'm offering that special. You get the free live video chat plus the ebook, and then you'll get email support from me as well. So it's a pretty good deal for low cost, low fee. And
go ahead. How about your books? Your books about diet, and you have other books. Correct?
Yes. You can go to Amazon. Just go to Amazon and type in Reno Soriano books, and all the books will appear. So Reno Soriano books on Amazon, and then I have a recipe book, and then I have ones on consciousness, and then I have my health books, his Body Brilliance book, and my Longevity Revolution book.
Great.
Good question, Doug. I'm glad you remembered to ask
that
for everybody. All right. So now we have a question. Andrea says, and she's got the two. She says, if he hasn't, here's the first part. If he hasn't already answered this, does he think that we come back into different bodies? Is your body, time, place of birth, choices we make? If he's already answered, and I just missed it, you know, she'll say she would go back and listen to the show, but to the earlier part if she's already missed it. Mm. But then she said, here's another question that she thought of, and she said, she says, Reno, do you recommend seeing a psychologist in addition to your program, and are there any potential conflicts there?
Okay, I'll take the first one first. About, I guess she's talking about reincarnation. Well, I think people need to pause, and you need to understand that just because something's on the internet and you've read it a million times doesn't mean it's true. So reincarnation, that's a tricky subject. I'm going to say it probably is true for some people, but you have to know the truth of this whole story, game, saga, drama on this planet. The history of this planet has been fabricated. There's a different true story, and then when you come to my immersion retreats, you will get a snippet of the foundation of what transpired in the past on this planet, and it's not what you've been led to believe at all. And again, I can't get into it because it's just too much of a story, but when you come to my retreat, we will sit down every night and probably go over it for 2 or 3 hours because you need to know the true history of this planet. You need to understand, how did we get here? You know, we go back, and it's not even close to the truth. And I'm here to be real with you. And if you think you have the truth, I'm going to tell you, you're going to miss it. So in my immersion retreats, we'll get into the nitty gritty of, you know, some of these things that you see. They're like, well, you know, what about this? What about reincarnation? Yeah, but how do you know that that's divine? How do you know that what you're being taught, what all these practices and spiritual traditions, what if they're off? What if they're not accurate? What if it's just a story that's been purported and transported throughout the millennia to get you to believe certain things? So I'm here to say, you need to pause and stop believing everything you read. And just because it's in a book or somebody has a sacred manual, how do you know that sacred manual is really sacred? What if somebody planted that 100, 200 years ago on purpose? So my thing is, I'm not here to tell you what to believe. I'm here to say, question everything, even me. I'm here to at least point you back to yourself, not here to teach you a box. I'm here to tell you, though, you've been hoodwinked in a funny way, and you need to know how and why. Mm-hmm. And you need to know, because when you know how and why, then you're going to go, oh, my God, now I understand why this planet is such in disharmony and why it seems like things just don't feel like they're supposed to. You'll get a full understanding of, holy crap, that explains everything, and then you can actually do something about it. Does that make sense? Because right now everyone thinks, oh, you know, reincarnation, no, you create your reality and you choose your parents. Is it really the truth, though? Because I've walked around my whole life going, I didn't choose my parents. Are you kidding me? Why would I choose my parents? You know, I'm just saying, my intuition was always like a rebel, like, what? I didn't do that. I didn't choose my life. I didn't do that. You know, like, why would my intuition say that? So I'm going to reveal things to you to understand that some people, I believe it's true. Yeah, you come back, and that's where you got to watch your consciousness, because if you think you're going to come back, you probably will. And I will leave it at that. That's just the whole reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. You need to be careful, because you're that powerful that if you think you're coming back, good luck, because you're going to come back to this hard life and get drilled again and having to do it over and over and over and over again. Maybe someone or something wants you to do that. Maybe that isn't a divine source creation. Maybe divine source wants something else for you, and you've been hoodwinked to give your power, money, and energy over to keep coming back to do something for something. I can't go any further because I want to, but I can't. When you come to my immersion retreat, we will talk about all this juicy, delicious stuff and more. And I assure you, you're going to walk away a new person, because you're going to finally go, holy crap, now I get it. And oh my God, how about the billions of other people who are hoodwinked too? And then you'll understand the predicament of this planet.
Well, it sounds like an exquisite week. A week in Thailand immersion with Reno Soriano. It sounds magnificent. Well, Reno, I'm going to have to just say at this point, I'm just going to have to tell everybody, you know, go get the books, go to the website, go to lifebrilliance.com, go to your channel on YouTube, Reno Soriano on YouTube, or look up Reno Soriano books on Amazon, and go to lifebrilliance.com. I can't say it enough. And I want to thank everyone who has been listening, especially our questions from Etta Lawrence, Duffy Odom, I'm still here, Sandra Beckham, Andrea Robinson. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to say, hey, thank you. Listen, you know, I feel like at this retreat, at the end, we're going to be wanting to put a cape over you like they used to do James Brown on stage, going, see, he's giving us all he's got. You know what I'm talking about, Reno? They always put a cape over James Brown. And then he'd say, okay, you're off stage because you work too hard, and then he'd throw it off and come back again.
Well, I will tell you this. Okay, the immersion retreat is we're going to be doing practices, kind of what we're talking about. We're going to get into the illumination codes. We're going to teach everyone how to clear their field so they can create a blueprint for their dream life. So when you come to this retreat, I'm going to physically, in front of everyone's eyes, I'm going to bring people up, and you're going to see people shift in front of your eyes within minutes. Their body posture is going to change. Their glow is going to change. Within 2 days, some people are literally going to look different. I will guarantee results. I can't guarantee you specific results, but I guarantee you come to this retreat, you're shifting in some way. Something's going to happen to the point where you're finally going to go, oh, my God. You're finally going to feel your power, because when you're in a holistic environment and you are unplugged from Western society and gadgets and gadgets and all these funny energies, miracles happen. So you're going to come. You're going to have a healing experience. We're going to have fun, too. We're going to go zip lining. We're going to go into the waterfalls. We're going to go underground caves. We're going to go visit the elephant sanctuary. So it's going to be an action-packed week, but it's all about connecting with high-vibe people. I'm going to put you on structured water. I'm going to put you on supplements that are wild-crafted. Okay? Organic, I'm sorry, is a scam. Wild-crafted or wild-grown herbs, I put you on them. Within 2 days, you're going to have a new viewpoint on life and your health. Guaranteed. Okay, I can't guarantee you specific results, but something's going to happen. So it's going to be an immersive 7 days. You're going to come to Thailand, and you're going to probably leave a new person to the point where no one's going to recognize you back at home, and you're going to finally take the leap that you've been wanting to. Because most people want to change. They just don't know how, or they are scared because, you know, they have friends and family and partners that don't want the same, and they're scared. Oh, my God, if I take this big – so a lot of people hold themselves back to fit in with and to be loved and to live a cozy, convenient little life instead of living victoriously, is what I'm teaching. So if you're ready to finally have that shift, I invite you, go to my lifebrilliance.com page, click on Immersion Retreats, and schedule a free live video chat session. I need to do a live interview with you to approve you, because I'm not going to just allow anybody to come. I'm sorry. I have to make sure that you're going to be okay, because if some people come and they release too much, they're going to freak out. They're going to go into too much detox. So if you're ready to take that next quantum leap, schedule a free session with me. It's a live video chat, and we'll do an interview to see if it's a good fit for you to come. And then February 2018, I'm telling you, is going to be a monumental year. So.
All righty. Okay. Wonderful. We know. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is always
thank you,
like
thank
Duffy
you for
and I were talking earlier today. We said we feel like we've just been had some kind of an energy charge when we talk to you or listen to you. So thank you so much, and thanks to everybody.
Yep.
Reno,
keep on
blinging, honey, and
all right.
We'll see you soon. We hope you will be back here soon.
Yes, I will.
Sometime.
Absolutely.
I know you got a lot of time. I know you're traveling. I know you got things going on, but I know you will be back in the summer, hopefully. So, love you. You're wonderful. We thank you for all for the illumination
love
codes
too,
and all the wonderful things. I thank you for me getting some sleep. And
thank you for your support. Thank you. Love y'all.
All right,
take care. Have a good time. Go out there and bling it out, baby.
Hey.
Go and rock your life.
Honey, you got to swing.
All right.